Choose your illusions. Choose your illusions. We have the opportunity to make choice of any experience that we have in our life. We have the opportunity to look at our illusions and say, that is what I want to do, and that's not what I want to do. That's where I want to go, that's not where I want to go. That's how I want to think, and that's not what I want to think. We choose our illusions. We really do. We can look at all of the wonderful things in life and claim that they are real and good and beautiful. Or we can look at all of the difficult things in life and say, that's reality, that's reality. Now you're facing reality. Now you're looking at things the way they really are. And you're not being put off and looking at rose-colored glasses at things. You're looking at reality. Well, what is reality? Reality is whatever we choose to look at. If we choose to look at limitations in our life, that's our reality. If we choose to look at abundance in our life, that's our reality. What do you want to look at in your life? What sort of things do you want to have in your life? What sort of experiences do you want to have in your life? How do you want your life to be? Do you want your life to be something exciting and fantastic and glorious and wonderful? Do you want your life to be something that is utterly marvelous? Or do you want your life to be something that is a limitation? Well, we can have either one. It doesn't really matter which one we choose, because we'll have lots of people in our world who choose either. You can't have both. You can't have both, and that's the big illusion. The big illusion is the thing you think you can cry your way through life and be happy. The big illusion thinks you can look at problems in the world and say that that's your reality. And it's not. That's not your reality. That's not who you really are. That's not what you really are. For what you really are is what goes on in your heart. What you really are is what goes on in your life. What you really are is what goes on in your everyday experience. And that's really the only thing that matters. What goes on in your everyday experience is the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that makes any difference for you. Because that's what you're living moment by moment. What sort of illusion are you choosing for yourself? What sort of illusion are you choosing in your life that you think is so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious? What sort of illusion are you choosing in your life that you think is exciting, revealing, rewarding in every perfect, wonderful way? I like to say, I live in a wonderful world. I like to say, I live in a world filled with peace and love and happiness and joy, harmony and goodness. I like to say I live in a world that's filled with every beautiful, wonderful thing that one could ever have. And I do. I do. I live in a world that's filled with every good, beautiful, wonderful thing that anyone could ever have. Because that's my choice. That's my choice for myself. That's my choice for what is important for me. That's my choice. Now, we can choose the illusions that we have in our world. That's true. Now, how many people think that they're choosing illusions in their world? How many people think that they're choosing things in their world that are limiting or that are not uplifting them? How many people are choosing to think? Now, you're a parent, and you're going to have a baby, and you say to each other, our child is a wonderful child. Our child is a genius. Our child is glorious. Our child is fantastic. Our child is everything that we could ever wish, desire, or experience in our life. That's our child. Our child is good and very good. Our child is beautiful. Our child is wonderful. And then as a child comes along, the doctors tell you that there's some problems. And you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And then the doctor says, well, that went away. Whatever your illusion was by your choice, you had. And so you chose that perfect child, and you have that perfect child. It's up to you. Now you say, well, our child has this difficulty or that difficulty. No. That's an illusion. Count your blessings of what your child does have. Our child has a lovely face. Our child has a lovely life. Our child is a genius. Our child is fantastic. Our child is glorious. Our child is wonderful. And as you name your child and claim your child, so it comes. They have done experiments with mothers and fathers and children, and they have had the mothers and fathers specifically say their children are wonderful, specifically say their children are fantastic, this test group. And then they had another test group that said their children were fine, their children were good, their children were okay, and their children were fine and good and okay. Nothing spectacular, nothing, wow, this is a new life, this is a new child, this is a glorious expression of the divine, wow, wow. Nothing so grand, but they didn't do unkindly, not unkindly, that was their child. They just said the word, our child is a good child, we have a good child, period. Now, depending upon how they meant that good child, was the depth of what that child was. And depending upon what you mean is the depth for who you are. That's who you are. Now the experiment went on for the term, and each child was born. And the women and men who spoke of their child and said that their child was glorious, fantastic, marvelous, they had no birth pains. They had no problems in giving birth to the child. The child came out just like popcorn, and it was wonderful. The child was beautiful. The child was absolutely perfect in every way, shape, and form. Now, the other families, they didn't think of all of the details. They didn't think of their child being good in every way. And they had birth pains, and they had problems, and they had little difficulties here and there. They did say the child was going to be wonderful. And so they put a good cause in motion, and this is what most parents do. They say the child be wonderful. But the parents who said their child was fantastic, glorious, beyond belief, so wonderful, they had children that showed forth the magic of their word. Now, we know it works. Why don't we teach that in every hospital? Why don't we teach that in every parenting class? Why don't we teach that in every way, shape, and form, that if you will say that your child is beautiful and good and wonderful and fantastic and so forth, and in its choice of its birth, you'll have that. It works. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to take the time that it takes to do that? You can. Now, if you want to take the time to do that, what does it require of you? It requires of you that you have no other thought in your mind, no other illusion in your mind, except the perfect illusion that our child is absolutely fantastic. You can have no other illusion in your mind that you have to say every eye, ear, nose, and throat, and so you have to go through the liturgy of the child. No, you don't. You just wrap that child in your pure white light of love, and you see that child as fantastic, glorious, marvelous, marvelous beyond imagination. And so it is. But it's your choice. Choose your illusions. The illusion of the perfect child, every person, every adult, every parent should certainly have that foremost in their mind. But we don't always know that we have that choice. We don't always know that we worry about the DNA, we worry about the gene structure, we worry about genetic things that go on. They have nothing to do with it. Our child is immune to everything, and our child is creating in their world everything good and beautiful and wonderful. What do you want? What do you want? Choose your illusion. And as you choose your illusion is done for you. Say it today. Name it today. Love it today. And it's yours today. I love you. I love you. I love you.